Hello, everyone. I'm Paulette Williams-Thomas, and I welcome you to the October 24th, 2024 episode of Free Pod. As always, we are proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news that's specific to our community.
Hi, Paulette. I'm Pat Norman, and we want to remind you that any photos, phone numbers, or website addresses can always be found in the print version of our newscast on the FreePod website at www.freepod.org, which you can also navigate to from our Facebook page. Now, let's get started on the local news you've been missing. There are three statewide advisory questions that are first on the ballot this year. All are stated in a format that only requires a simple yes or no response on your ballot. The first one states, should any candidate appearing on the Illinois ballot for federal, state, or local offices be subject to civil penalties if the candidate interferes or attempts to interfere with an election worker's official duties? The second question says, should the Illinois Constitution be amended to create an additional 3% tax on income greater than $1 million for the purpose of dedicating the funds raised to property tax relief? The third one reads, should all medically appropriate assisted reproductive treatments, including but not limited to in vitro fertilization, be covered by any health insurance plan in Illinois that provides coverage for pregnancy benefits without limitation on the number of treatments? Advisory questions are non-binding. They allow voters or lawmakers to place questions of public policy on the ballot to be voted for or against at a statewide general election. There is no limitation to the subject matter of advisory questions. Questions can range from local to national to international issues, covering public safety, the environment, foreign policy, and everything in between. Don't forget, early voting is going on now for the November 2024 election, and it continues from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday at the Stewart Center at 50 West Douglas Street in downtown Freeport.
Regardless of your criminal record, in the state of Illinois, anyone who is not serving time for a conviction can vote if they are a U.S. citizen, are 18 years old by or on the date of election, and have lived in Illinois for at least 30 days by the date of the next election. However, you must re-register to vote online, by mail, or in person, even if you were registered to vote before your conviction. For more information, contact the Stevenson County Clerk's Office.
FHN and Freeport Police Department are partnering with the state of Illinois and local and national law enforcement agencies to provide a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposing of prescription drugs at a drug take-back day in Freeport this Saturday, October the 26th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Unused prescription medications thrown in the trash can be retrieved and abused or illegally sold, and dumping and flushing unused medications down the drain or the toilet can contaminate the groundwater supply. The public is invited to bring unused prescription drugs to the Freeport Police Department at 320 West Exchange Street in Freeport for safe drive-through service to drop off pills or patches. However, liquids, needles, and sharps cannot be accepted. The service is free and anonymous, with no questions asked.
Highland Community College's Instrumental Music Department will present their fall concert next Friday, November 1st at 7 o'clock p.m. in the Ferguson Fine Arts Center on campus. Tickets range from $5 to $12 and can be purchased online at the Highland website or by calling the HCC box office at 815-599-3718 from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock p.m., Monday through Friday. Again, that number is 815-599-3718.
Jersey Mike's is coming to Freeport. The chain, best known for its sliced, fresh, grill sub sandwiches and billing itself as a sub above, is set to open a restaurant planned for 2705 Illinois Route 26 near Menards. No official opening date has been set. Jersey Mike's hosts an annual Day of Giving on March 27th to raise money for nonprofits such as the Literacy Council and Special Olympics.
Bruce Cubberly has been named the new executive director of the Freeport Park District as of October 16th. Cubberly earned a Bachelor of Science in Ornamental Horticulture at Purdue University and a Master of Science in Landscape Horticulture at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Cubberly has been the Superintendent of Parks and Natural Resources at the Park District for the last 5 years. It is an honor to serve the Park District Board of Commissioners and the residents of Freeport. I see our parks as an integral part of Freeport's identity, and I look forward to providing high-quality public spaces, recreational facilities, and programs for our community to enjoy, Cubberly said. This is an exciting time for the Park District, with new projects on the horizon, including completion of a new multi-use path along the south bank of the Yellow Creek in Crape Park.
The city's Community Cleanup Day is back next Friday, November the 1st. The volunteer event welcomes individuals, families, and service groups to meet at the intersection of East Jackson Street and South Hancock Avenue to work on tidying up the Taylor Park area from 8 a.m. until 12 o'clock noon. Cleanup materials like garbage bags and gloves will be provided, while volunteers are encouraged to bring bug spray, boots, and wipes if desired. Signups are not required, but are appreciated and can be done by calling Randy Kohlbauer at 815-396-3548. That's 815-396-3548. Let's help keep Freeport looking great.
The season is drawing to a close for our local farmers markets, so be sure to take another visit before they close for the season. The last day for Stevenson County Farmers Market on Exchange Street in downtown Freeport will be this Saturday morning, October 26th, and there'll be Halloween treats for trick-or-treaters. The last morning for the farmers market near the CVS on South Street in Freeport will also be this Saturday, while the Lena Farmers Market in downtown Lena will be open two more Saturday mornings. Their last day will be Saturday, November 9th.
The Northwest Illinois Audubon Society and RAMP are celebrating Birdability Week this Sunday, October the 27th, with a free accessible birding event at Crape Park. From 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m., everyone is invited to this family-friendly event at the Gunkel Shelter and Community Building for a Bird of Prey show with Northern Illinois Raptor Rehab Education, a mindful birding outing, arts and crafts opportunities, photo displays, and much more. Birdability Week, which ends on Sunday, is an annual celebration dedicated to birders with disabilities and other health concerns. It serves as a platform to share resources and ideas fostering an accessible, inclusive, and welcoming birding community that makes birding a joyful and enriching experience for everyone.
Get ready to swing at all that jazz this year's FHN Festival of Trees Gala on Friday, November 15th at the Freeport Masonic Temple. As the name implies, jazz music is planned to create an eclectic mood with overtones of fusion, soul, and swing. You'll enjoy great tunes by the popular group, The Groove Hotel, delicious delicacies, custom cocktails, and fascinating conversations with friends early in the evening when doors open at 7 p.m. Later in the evening, there will be plenty of opportunities to feel the groove on the dance floor, and both a silent and live auction will provide opportunities to treat yourself or others. The event supports the FHN Foundation's exciting campaign to raise funds for a new linear accelerator, an incredibly sophisticated piece of radiation equipment to enhance capabilities at the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN Memorial Hospital. Your attendance helps FHN hit all the right notes so that scores of patients can beat the cancer blues. For more info and to buy tickets, go online to www.fhn.org or contact the FHN Foundation office through Friday, November 8th. Advance ticket sales only. No tickets will be sold at the door.
Highland Community College is receiving an adult literacy grant of over $81,000 through the Secretary of State's Adult Literacy Program. Funding for the program comes from both state and federal sources and will go a long way in providing valuable adult literacy programming for Highland's service areas. The program utilizes volunteer tutors to provide one-on-one instruction for adults who want to improve their reading, math, writing, and language skills.
With all the wind we've had recently, many residents are beginning fall leaf cleanup. Leaf pickup begins next Friday, November 1st, and here are a few reminders from the city about how to help make the process as quick and efficient as possible. First, leaf piles need to be on the curb in a straight line. Avoid placing piles near power poles and guy wires, as well as storm drains, and don't park close to the piles. Crews will pass through the city 4 or 5 times from west to east, and pickup will continue until the first significant snowfall. A leaf collection map is posted on the city's website homepage at www.cityoffreeport.org. The city updates it throughout the season, but as the crews will make several rounds, a section marked as complete does not mean it will be left unattended for the rest of the season. Crews may just be done with that area for a time and will return again soon. Plan your raking accordingly and remember, only leaves.
Spirits of Yesteryear, a spooky, family-friendly Halloween event, is scheduled for Saturday, October the 26th, from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. at the Stevenson County Historical Museum, located at 1440 South Carroll Avenue in Freeport. Guests can wander through the museum's campus as storytellers, including paranormal author Terry Reed, captivate attendees with spooky stories and entertain you with fun activities. A 19th century Hirsch will also be on exhibit for the evening. Free Pod and Tim Beck 2 host Tim Connors caught up with Rachel Gastel, social media director for the Stevenson County Historical Society, for a little more information about this Halloween event.
I am at the beautiful Oscar Taylor home at the Stevenson County Historical Society Museum. And I am here with Rachel Gastel, who is the social media director, an all-around great individual and a former student. And she's here to tell us a little bit about Spirits of Yesteryear that's going to take place on October 26th. Hi, Rachel. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad that you had me come to this beautiful home. So what's Spirits of Yesteryear all about?
So the Spirits of Yesteryear is a fun, family-friendly event that the Historical Society put on back in the late 90s and early 2000s. And when I came aboard to be the director of social medias, I asked if I could bring it back to life. And they said yes. They were very excited. It is a fundraising event for the museum and the Historical Society. We will have Terry Reed here. She's a paranormal author. We will have Wyatt Herman here sharing some of his spooky sounds he's collected throughout the county. We will also have a variety of volunteers here as spirits of the grounds. We have the spirit of Anne Hogan. She will be in the Irish log cabin. The Hogans were the first family to inhabit this cabin back when it was by Kent. So we're very excited. Super family friendly, a little spooky, but all good fun.
Why not have a little spooky around this time, right?
Exactly.
So are some of these outside, or is this basically an inside event?
So it is inside and outside. You will be walking from place to place. There'll be some refreshments, apple cider donuts, apple cider. We have a special apple dipping bar we will have for the kids, some crafts, and the storytellers will, for the most part, be inside. There will be one outside, one or two outside.
So it sounds like there's a ton of stuff, and it's from 6 to 9. So this is a whole evening experience, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We're very excited about it.
So tell me a little bit about, just a little bit about the Oscar Taylor home. I drove up here, and I always am just amazed of how beautiful this is and how well kept it is. Tell me a little bit about the Stevenson County Historical Museum.
So the Oscar Taylor home here was built in 1857, and the family had always wanted it to be a museum in the end. So the last family member to live here got rid of the things that they could, and the Historical Society has collected things that have been donated from people from really all over the country that were new, maybe knew the Taylors or maybe had some things from the Victorian era. So you can see a lot of historical things in here. There's some stuff from Abraham Lincoln. There is a whole arcade museum. It's the National Arcade Museum on the grounds. We have the Museum of Industrial History. So there are some W.T. Raleigh products that we have in that area. There's a one-room schoolhouse on the grounds, and that actually came from the county and was brought to the grounds, and it is pretty amazing to see.
I see the joy and love of this house when you talk about this, and it's wonderful. This is such a jewel in our community, and people need to come over and see this. But more importantly, on the 26th, Saturday, October 26th, 6 to 9, this sounds like a wonderful opportunity to bring the whole family. Price-wise, what is this at all? Is there any price involved?
Yeah, so admission is $10. It is a fundraising event, so all the money will go back to the Historical Society so we can keep on collecting and showing off the beautiful items that are given to us. You also get some refreshments with your $10 admission, and you get to see most of the things on the grounds.
What a bargain that is. And will they get to go upstairs and look in areas up there?
The upstairs will not be open for viewing, but we do tours on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays. It is, I believe, $8 for a tour. And you can see the whole house. You can see the Underground Railroad. You can meet the amazing docents that volunteer their time to help us out. But the event on October 26th is going to be all about the spirits of the era.
So October 26th, that's a Saturday, 6 to 9. It's only $10. Apple dipping. There's Terry Reed, Wyatt Herman, Rachel Gastel. My gosh, that's the price of admission right there. We are so excited for this to take place. I have been to this before. I have also been to many other fun activities, and you need to stop by the Stevenson County Historical Museum, the Oscar Taylor Home. Rachel, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Admission is $10 for ages 10 and up, and visitors under age 10 are free. Admission includes all of the activities as well as refreshments of apple donuts and cider. Reduced admission will be offered to Stevenson County Historical Society members, and proceeds will benefit the SCHF.
Another Halloween event for this weekend is the Tour de Halloween, hosted by the Chain Link Cyclist Group this Saturday, October 26th. This is a slow ride around some of Freeport's best decorated houses to see their decorations, and as such, it's an evening ride. Most cyclists will be wearing a costume and/or riding a decorated bike. It will be about an hour-long ride and is followed by an after-party to enjoy time with other cyclists. All cyclists are welcome, but be sure to have lights on your bikes. Riders will meet at 1630 Gladewood Drive as early as 5:45 p.m., with the ride departure scheduled for 6:15. The ride will end at the same address. RSVPs are very welcome and appreciated at chainlinkcyclist@gmail.com. The rain date for this spooky cycling event is Sunday, October 27th, at the same time and location.
As we look to the week ahead, the spooky season is up on us with lots of ghoulish events. So here's a quick reminder about a number of the upcoming Halloween happenings that were covered in more detail last week. This Saturday, November the 26th, is Bootiful Saturday in downtown Freeport. It's a great choice for young ghosts and goblins to enjoy a free Scooby-Doo movie at the Lindo Theater at 10 o'clock. And then trick-or-treating at downtown businesses until 1:30. For further treats and costumed fun, also on Saturday, the Trick-or-Treat Trail at Crate Park welcomes all from 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock p.m. Later in the evening, the Train of Terror, hosted by the Stevenson County Antique Engine Club, will take those who dare on a scary adventure with rides at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and 9 o'clock p.m. And then, of course, there's official trick-or-treating on Halloween itself from 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock p.m. on Thursday, October 31st. More detailed information is included in last week's newscast posted on our website at www.freepod.org. Happy haunting, everyone. If you're looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnerships website at www.greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more fun activities and events throughout Stevenson County. You can even subscribe to their free weekly newsletter of events there as well. In closing, we want to let you know that, as promised, we've posted some great Northern Lights photos from the Freeport area in the print version of this newscast on our website. They are spectacular. We also want to remind you that last week's in-depth interview, which is available on our website and on our new Facebook page, was FreePod and Timbeck 2 host Becky Connors speaking with Joe and Jennifer Konoski about the Save the Tabernacle effort to ensure the future of the 105-year-old tabernacle. Next Tuesday, Connors has a very special, doubly spooky double feature for Halloween. You do not want to miss hearing about haunted venues in our area. These special interviews will come to life as they post at noon on Tuesday, September the 29th. With that, time's up for this week. But tune in again next week for more about Freeport's businesses, city plans and progress, area rewards and recognition, local impacts related to state and national news, and more. As we say each week, FreePod couldn't come to you without the help of many others. We're especially appreciative for the assistance of the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast. We are also grateful to WNIJ and Northern Public Radio in DeKalb, a member station of NPR, National Public Radio, for partnering with us in reaching even more listeners with news of events and activities in Northwest Illinois. And of course, here's a big shout out to our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Team FreePod. If you have story suggestions or would like to make a tax-deductible contribution to support FreePod, visit our website at www.freepod.org. Again, I'm Pat Norman, here with Paulette Williams-Thomas, and we hope you will check back next week for more news you've been missing. Thank you for listening.